I have this interview to do first, and then we'll go on to the other stuff. And it should only be an hour and a half or a little more, but if you need to go or do something comes up, then just tell me, and we'll finish up some other time. Was Billy a full-term baby?
Full-term? What does that mean?
That you carried, he wasn't born before he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Do you remember how old he was when he first crawled? About?
40.
How about walked?
I don't remember.
These things are hard to remember.
A little over a year.
Do you remember, what about toilet train?
Toilet train,
it's usually more recent.
Yeah, that was 2.5.
Really?
Yeah, he was late.
No, lots of people.
Well, yeah.
There's plenty of people that are
he's,
kind of
he's
during.
He's good now, but I mean, he was hard to train, but I started him when he was 2.5.
How about, has he had any major medical problems?
No.
Yes, I do, Mom.
What? He looks pretty healthy to me. Do you remember some of his first words?
Dada, mama.
Anything else you remember?
Baba, bottle. Hi a lot.
Hi.
Yeah.
When did he start using these words?
These are hard.
These are really, this is the hard, as hard as it gets.
Wow. About 2? This is hard. It's like I'm just guessing, you know.
Yeah, especially when it's not your first child. What kinds of things does he like to play with? Starting with his most favorite.
Most favorite? Now? Guns.
What
play
kind?
Toy guns, water guns,
and,
the ones with the noise, makes noise, and the cars. He likes the cars.
And does he? Who does he play that with?
Himself.
Our
sister.
My mom got a car. My mom got a car, and I'm going. Me and my sister's going to Pigeon this summer time.
Really? And where is that, here or?
Yeah.
Any other favorite toys?
He likes riding a bike. He rides a bike a lot. At my mother's. Go out there.
Out in Wellesley?
Yeah.
I like to ride a
Nanny
too.
And does he do that with his sister as well?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not gonna find me on there. The only thing I do with him is maybe read him a story, but I'm not really into activities with him. Painting, I am. I'll watch him paint.
So
they paint.
He paints?
Yeah. It's all three of us doing that.
That sounds nice. At home?
Yeah.
What about puzzles?
Puzzles, he does it. He does them himself. I get him in there.
Would you say a lot, a little, or not
we
at all?
We got puzzles.
A lot. He gets three and one at 12.
We got puzzles.
Do you like them?
Yeah. He does these
stuff. Mm. Yeah.
And is that with who?
Him and I help him if he needs help, but I tell him to take his time, but I'm there.
And where's that?
Home.
Not
a little while.
Building toys like Legos or blocks?
Yeah, blocks.
Is that a
lot?
We
do it together now, once in a while.
We got blocks on the
field.
And we talked about paints,
yeah.
So that's a lot. bikes, balls, kinds of things, outdoor toys.
What? They're in the carriage, I think.
Books? Is that a lot, a little, or
not? Every other night.
And who does he
me.
Do that
with?
Right?
So you read the
you
story.
My new garden.
He'll look at the pictures a lot by himself. He'll take a book and look at the pictures by himself.
See my picture of me and my sofa? See picture of me and my sofa?
School pictures.
Oh, I see. Those are nice.
We had pictures the other day on my cool wall. My sister's name is Sandra.
And, playhouse equipment, like dolls, toy kitchen, and tea sets, stuffed animals.
Yeah, he plays, we got that in there. He plays with it once in a while.
With anyone?
His sister.
Pencils or pens for writing?
Yeah, we do that, all of us. Me, Sandra, and sit down, draw pictures, or
a lot.
Every night, about every night, or the day, whatever. School night.
Does he use paints or pens mostly?
Paints and pencils. I don't really give him magic markers. I give him. No, not now. No, this is for tomorrow.
What's that?
Your kite.
Mom,
no, it's for outdoors.
Going out to Wellesley tomorrow?
Tonight, probably.
I want it open.
Because we're going out to breakfast tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Do you take the train out there?
No, I get the car. I get the car.
That's easier.
Yeah.
Action toys, like, we already went through this, but G.I. Joe's toy cars and trucks?
Yeah. Vintage. What do you have of G.I. Joe? What did Nanny buy him? A G.I. Joe? G.I. Joe pants.
Oh.
What? Where your hat? Where your hat? Your helmet hat.
Huh?
Where your helmet hat? I'm not opening this, I said.
Musical instruments, records, or tapes?
No.
Anything else that he plays with that we haven't talked about?
They did have a piano. They were playing with that, a little play one.
Really?
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah. They got a little music thing. He plays once in a while. He had a battery, one of the little kids.
Oh, music. A little music.
Yeah. What? When I see Simon Says thing. Want to watch TV? What?
Do you want to see
those
pianos kind of
play? Horses?
Yeah. With a gun, Mom.
Yeah.
Do I see them with a gun?
Well, watch it.
If you had a half an hour and wanted to do something special with your child, what would you choose to do?
Go to the park. I take them a lot down to the park.
Do you go to
the
Arboretum? The park on the street?
Yeah, down near McDonald's, the park there. Or near Washington, because I got the seesaw and stuff, you know, so.
Almost.
And I take them out bike riding.
It's great when the good weather comes.
Yeah.
He likes to be outside. How active do you think your child is in comparison to other children his age? In other words, is he happier running around exploring than sitting quietly?
Yeah.
Think it's average, above average, or below average?
Mommy.
Compared to other children his age?
Not sure. The same, I guess.
Mommy.
I mean, you see him around other kids. Does it seem like he's more active?
Yeah.
So he's probably above average. Do you think that's good?
I don't see anything wrong
with it.
I'm sorry?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
So you think it's good?
Mommy,
and
help me find my knife. What knife?
How independent do you think your child is in comparison to other children his age? In other words, does Billy do things for himself without a lot of help from you?
He likes to be very independent, even like going outside, not holding my hand.
So, in comparison to other children his age, would you say he's average, above average, or below average?
What is it?
If you think he's more independent, like above average independence, like more than other kids his age, or about the same as other kids his age?
More, for sure.
And do you think that's good?
No.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because I'm trying to teach him, you know. That he can't do everything himself. That's what I'm trying to, you know, explain or tell him, and why, and explain to him. You know. It's kind of hard with his age, but I do try.
How well do you think he expresses himself in comparison with other children his age?
Oh, good.
In other words, is he able to answer your questions and tell you what he needs?
Yeah.
And compared to other children his age, is that average, above average, below average?
Same.
And do you think that's good?
Yeah.
To find mom.
And why do you think it's good?
Why do I think it's good? So you can tell me how he feels, I guess, you know? Instead of hiding it or acting out on it.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask some questions about your child care arrangements for Billy. We went over some of this already. He is at daycare, right?
Yes, that's daycare.
And is that full day, 5 days a week? And any other informal daycare arrangements that you have, a babysitter, a play group, or anything?
What
do you mean?
If there's any other kinds of daycare arrangements besides this, the nice daycare that you have, some people have.
Don't, Billy.
Babysitters and stuff like that. Do you take care of Billy most of the time when he isn't in daycare?
Yeah. Nope. You want to sit down? Don't do that. It's not funny. You don't want to watch TV, play with your toys. You want me to turn the light on? Huh?
What is his teacher's name at daycare?
What's your teacher's name?
Ellen.
Who else?
Pilar.
Who else? Peter? I don't know. I know Ellen. Who? I don't really know Ellen.
Have you been to school to talk to his teacher?
Recently.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What did she tell you that Billy was doing best in that class?
She didn't really say. She just said he's really good at wanting to do things. He does the activities that they do in the classroom. So get in there now, because you're going to get a spanking. Want to sit with me? No, the light don't need to be on. Want to sit with me? The light don't have to be on, Billy. I'm going to spank you. No. Not what you want. You want to sit on my lap? Okay.
What What did she tell you that he was having the most difficulty with?
Sit on the couch. You have to listen to me. I said no. The what?
What did she tell you that Billy was having the most difficulty with?
Just the speech, though. Not saying certain words. That's probably fine.
Okay, I'm going to read some statements to you, which different people have said are the reasons they send their children to daycare. After I read them to you, I'd like you to tell me if you agree strongly, not strongly, or not at all. Okay? I need to work, and this is the only way I have time to go to work. I think it's important for Billy to learn to get along with other children, and school is a good place to start.
My reasons for him going to daycare? No.
Not at all?
No.
I think they do a good job at school teaching the children, and I want Billy to be able to take advantage of that.
I don't know what that's saying.
Well, it's kind of a weird one. It's, like stuff that they teach him.
No. Well, I didn't send him for any of those reasons.
I have more energy and enjoy spending time with him more when I haven't been taking care of him all day.
No, not at all.
Okay, now your reason.
My reason?
The reason that you sent him to daycare.
I don't. The DSS has them.
Oh, okay.
Wraps my kids in.
What?
Save time, right? So if that weren't
because,
the case...
Because, you know, I feel, like I was saying, I know they go through certain stages, like where you gotta teach them and stuff and tell them what to do, but it seems like more, because they're seeing it from other kids doing things, you know, from other kids, and I think if they were home with me all the time, they'd know, you know, more than, I don't know.
So if they weren't making you send them in, you wouldn't send them? Or you wouldn't send them as much?
No, I don't know. Where they're at daycare, I like it. I don't know now, but
you might not have decided to.
Right.
So, do they actually check up on you?
Who? DSS?
How often do they check?
A couple of weeks.
They just call you up and say,
yeah,
as a kid,
stop by.
The kids who have been going to school, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the kids go to school.
No, but I mean, they ask you that.
Yeah, well, not really. It's mostly with me, you know. So I wanted them in daycare.
I wasn't certain how often they poke their noses into your life. Pretty often.
Hopefully outside this summer.
Really? And then, do you think you'll change anything you do after that?
Huh?
You think you'll change anything you do after that?
With daycare?
Yeah.
Possibility.
You might just rethink a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have some questions about you and your family. Who else lives here besides you and Billy?
Sandra, my daughter.
And how old is she?
5.
And that's it? Who else is a frequent visitor to your home or someone who Billy visits often?
That visits?
Either somebody who visits. We're trying to get a feel here for other people that he...
The what?
Other people that he has in his life.
Well, he sees his father it's once a week now. About an hour or so. I said I'd take them out maybe once in a while with him. What? The books, your books are in that drawer. Show me what you're talking about. I don't like the whining, Billy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to make him wait.
Aunt Billy. I gotta talk to Joy.
So you go out. So the four of you get together once in a while.
Well, we haven't. We done it once a couple of weeks ago, and I don't want to make a habit of it because it confuses the kids. Yeah, I don't want them to think there's a chance of us getting back. You know, yeah. So really haven't done it, but maybe a great while. Maybe, you know.
So he visits his mother once a week.
Yeah.
And
right now it's with a DSS worker. And then the DSS worker. DSS has to be supervised. Without my husband. Huh? Yeah.
And your mother, obviously.
Yeah, we go to my mother's.
And any other children or other members? Any other adults or children that come over or that he goes and sees? These kids out here. These kids out here.
Oh, yeah, Jill and Lee next door.
So they're kind of get together. I mean, anybody that he sees on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. How old are they?
Because there's no yards out here. You know?
Yeah.
Have to be out there. You go to the park, they meet the kids, you know. But.
Not the same. So the neighbors are
Jill.
And are there the girls?
Huh?
Are they children or do you know how old they are?
She's 12, I guess.
And the other one, do you know?
And the other one is 10. He's a boy, Lee.
This might be kind of hard, but if you can name a typical activity that Billy might do with each of those people, like with his father, do you know what kinds of things he does with them?
He must talk about them. Take them to the pond and make a pond. Take them out for a donut or ice cream. My mother's helps. Go out shopping, or help her make pudding.
I bet that's fun.
They like that. I always have them take a nap.
What might he do with the neighbors?
A little girl comes down well. Wash the car. Sister's car, so I help.
Out here?
Helps, huh? No, Wellesley.
Oh, in Wellesley?
Yeah,
oh, you with the neighbors in Wellesley?
Yeah.
How about,
I ride the bikes in the yard.
How about the neighbors out here?
No. Because I have to be up there, and I don't, you know, if we go out, I take them to the park or whatever, I don't, you know. They let the kids hang out back, but there's cars back and forth, you know. And I don't want the lady to be responsible for my kids, so.
In an emergency, who would you call to help you out with Billy?
An emergency, like if he got hurt. I don't know, my mother, or get a hold of his father.
Whatever whatever kind of emergency is, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. What I want to do is get an idea of what Billy did yesterday. And what I have, you don't have to remember this, what I have are all this, like, particular times of the day. And then you can tell me, like, we did this, then we did this, we did this. This will seem a little bit detailed, but it's the thing that will give us an idea of what a typical day is like. But even if it wasn't typical, exactly what went on yesterday. From 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
7 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
A.m. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Like first.
Got him dressed, had breakfast, send him off to school.
How does he get to school?
Bus, 7:35, quarter of 8.
Is that a, what kind of bus?
Well, a nice daycare bus.
Oh, that's nice. Does he watch any TV in the morning?
No, I get him dressed, eat bowl of cereal, banana, whatnot, because you're just waking up. I turn on Sesame Street.
What time does he get up?
Yeah, he watches it.
So he
gets up about 7:15. Because you're usually dressed by 7:30.
And then
they brush their teeth.
And so you turn on Sesame Street, does he watch it in the morning? And that's with sister. Does his sister watch Sesame Street?
There,
if you can see. 9 a.m. to noon. Is that school? Do you know if they watch TV at school?
I don't think so.
Noon to 3?
Noon to 3.
Start school.
Yeah.
What time does he come home from school?
5:30.
So 5:30 he comes home on the bus?
Yeah.
And then what's he do right when he gets home? What did he do yesterday about when he gets home?
Have dinner.
So you eat right when he gets home?
Well, it changes. Sometimes they watch TV.
What about, let's just talk about yesterday then.
Yesterday they ate dinner.
At 5:30?
Yeah. 6:15.
To be exact. And what time, about, do you know about what time he finished dinner?
6:15.
Okay. Did he watch TV?
Yeah, I watched TV.
So after 6, did he watch TV before 6?
Yeah, 6 o'clock, Webster.
What did he watch at 6?
Webster.
I'm sorry. Was that with anyone?
Me. Sam.
And then what did he do after that?
I had a babysitter come over and watch her.
What time is that?
7. My neighbor food shop. They stayed here, played with toys, and a baker came.
Wow. Was that with you?
No.
Did they bake the cake?
No.
That was the babysitter?
Yeah.
And who was the babysitter?
Jill.
Oh. The next door person?
Yeah.
And then, what did he do after that?
Bathed him. Oh, I bathed him.
You came home?
Went out.
Oh, you, okay.
This is hot.
I know, it's really hot.
But I bathed him and then I went out.
Okay. And then, what time did you go to bed?
We went to bed late, yes.
11. Don't worry about telling me.
11.
I'm not here to like.
Yeah.
I'm not your social worker, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the idea here.
11.
I am not a threatening person, okay?
11.
Okay. So, after he had his bath, and after. So the babysitter was. Joe was here for a while. And then, do you know anything between. Before 11? Jill was here and they were doing this and they baked this cake and then after that we
watched
some TV.
They fell asleep on the couch.
Do you know what they watched on TV?
Billy.
Help.
Bill.
What?
You know what you watched on TV last night?
What?
I don't know. Do you know?
What?
What were you and Jill and Sandra watching on TV?
I don't
know. She usually watches a video. Were you watching TV last night when I was out shopping? What did you watch? I don't know.
And Jill is how old?
13.
I thought, I mean, I knew I didn't die. I'm sure I had the right one. We're getting close, Billy, really. Okay.
In a little while.
Soon. Thank you for waiting, though. I know it's hard to wait. I'm sure your mother would just as soon play with toys right now. Okay, well, get psyched up, because we have another one of those to do for last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This is to get the idea of the weekend. But last Sunday, which was a long time ago, can you tell me what he did between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m.?
No.
Was he here?
I don't know. I don't know. Usually we go to my mother's. The problem was at my mother's. Yeah, he went outside. It was nice out last Sunday, wasn't it?
I'm trying to remember.
I think that was the day him and my brother, they went out and played that stick with a ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And your brother?
Yeah.
So if we were going to type 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., would you have been out there overnight from Saturday night?
Mm-hmm. Billy, give me that one. Put them away. You don't listen.
I want to open it.
No, I said when we go up, you
exactly what they shouldn't play with, right? Okay, so...
Come here.
He would have gotten up in the morning and had breakfast like normal.
Yeah.
And,
he loves cheese.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
Would he have watched TV out there?
Yeah.
Sesame Street cartoons.
Stop.
And
is this paperwork all the time?
Oh, I know you must. No, this is the worst. And if you want, we can take a break from this and finish this. Do some of the other stuff for a while and come back to this. Just because it gets pretty tiresome. I agree. Let's see if there's any painless questions here. Those are the worst ones, because it makes you remember and you think, I wasn't trying to remember that day, so now I don't really remember that day. But if we just get through this, then let's take a break. So between 9 in the morning and noon, he played stickball with you and your brother?
From 7 to 9?
No, from 9 to like lunchtime.
Yeah.
And in the afternoon?
Macaroni and cheese. Eat lunch and then they take a nap right after lunch. He usually sleeps about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
And any TV then in the afternoon or before?
After he gets up, he usually goes out and plays.
Okay.
usually rides a bike or runs up the balcony. He slides down it.
Get some exercise after the nap. And then on Sunday, between 3 and 6 p.m.
We eat dinner over there till we come home.
Mommy, I have some of this, Mom. Come down to the
kitchen. Yeah. Let me open it.
Any TV on Sunday nights?
Yeah, they always watch our house. And then they usually go to bed after that.
What time's that? Yeah.
7, I think, to 8.
I'll go here tonight.
Bye, Dad.
All
of
the car.
You're welcome.
That's nice. How are we doing in there? Okay. Yeah, let's let that go for a few minutes. It's just because, you know, we can only come in here once, and all those things could end up being important to know, so we understand that it's really a hassle. Okay.
Who sees these papers?
Just... what happens when I get back, or the next time I get back, I won't do it this afternoon, but I transcribe the tapes. Not, this is just if I didn't write things down well enough in the interview. But no, they're absolutely confidential. Nobody sees them. I mean, your names aren't used for, I mean, it's not, it does not go past a specific group of people.
Okay.
And if you wanted to, I could, you know, get a list or something. It's nobody.
There's a lot of weird people around. You know,
oh, I understand.
That,
I mean,
know?
It's a good question to ask.
That's
I would
why
certainly
I asked
want
about
people.
The video. You know.
Yeah.
Because I
yeah.
don't want a group of students watching. You know what I'm saying?
No.
There's just so much going on in this world. It's
oh,
unreal.
I understand. No, it stays very confidential.
Okay.
In fact, the woman, who's my advisor and who's the head of the whole project is a very famous language researcher, and she has good credibility and everything. So, I mean, she has excellent credibility, and she's worked with lots of different kinds of families and children, and she's done projects that are like this.
Okay.
So she understands what your what parents' lives are like, and people generally have the same kind of concerns.
Okay.
I mean, everybody's wants their kid to be safe and not have any of your records abused.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, I absolutely guarantee this confidentiality.
Right.
And if there's anything else on that, you know, if you want us to give you any kind of statement or anything like that,
yeah.
that would make you feel more comfortable,
yeah.
just let me know.
Yeah. No, that was just bothering me. I wanted to ask that before.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. Yeah. I think it's time. So what happens, I get back, I transcribe the tape. So what we have is I have a, it's all just written out what you said,
okay.
which takes actually a long time to do.
Yeah.
And then, and the video stuff, I'm not exactly sure what they code on it, but it's more like what he was saying to other kids and, you know, what other kids said to him and then what he was doing to play. You know, it's just to really get to
okay.
know the children really
uh-huh.
well. And no, but it's not, you know, it's almost silly because when we look at it, there's obviously it has a bunch of kids in the project and a bunch of people going out and doing this kind of thing. So, but everybody's, you know.
Yeah, Billy, wait.
The tapes are kept in a locked room. And when somebody was very excited when they came back from the first school because it was the first school we had taped. It wasn't nice daycare. I think I can't remember which
Wait,
one.
Wait, Bill. She's gonna take something out.
Yeah. We looked at them just because it was such a thrill to have finally gotten our first school tape,
yeah.
and it was so cute to watch the kids doing
yeah.
their thing at school. Like I would like to go on one of those visits just because I've never yeah. Going and seeing it. Let's see, I have another book in here. How about reading a book with your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that first and then the toys.
Okay, come here, Bill.
So what you should do is just, let me just flip this over.
I got this kind of book out of my class.
Do you?
I don't even know. I'm not a good reader.
Don't worry about it. Just what you would normally do with, you said you were read books with them at bedtime.
Yeah,
right?
But
that's
easy.
Okay. No, don't. Just whatever you would do if I weren't
here.
I got
that kind of book I wanted off.
Just look at it together, whatever you would do if I weren't here.
What kind of toilet is it?
Now, you're going to read the book with your mom right now, and I'm going to go see.
Come here, Bill. Yeah.
Oh, games in there, too.
Yes.
I did games in there.
Yep.
Honey.
Okay. Now, look at this, all right? Okay, look at this. It says, ready? It says, the very hungry caterpillar. They're friendly. They crawl, they're strong. First, my sister, Christina. What's that?
Hi.
Okay. In the light of the moon, a little egg laid on a leaf. Can you see the egg? No, that's the moon. That's the egg on the leaf.
What's that?
The moon.
That moon?
Yeah. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped out the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. See? That's a little caterpillar. It's a little bite. They turn it, I think, into butterflies. He started to look for some food. One Monday he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. See the apple? One Tuesday he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. See the two pears? One.
Two.
On Wednesday he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. One.
Three.
Three plums.
So three plums.
Yeah, he ate three plums.
Three.
On Thursday, he threw, he thought, four strawberries, but he was still hungry.
Let's count them. One, two, three, four.
Four what?
Four strawberries.
Good. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry.
Now let's count them. One, two, three, four, five, six.
No. One, two, three, four, five. Five what? Oranges. On Sunday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake.
No, this.
Yep. That's cherry on the cake. Ice cream cone, a pickle, a slice of Swiss cheese, and one slice of salami. A lollipop, one piece of cherry pie. What's that? A sausage. One cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomach ache. He ate all that and he had a stomach ache. He ate so much. Yeah. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. He ate the green leaves. Count them. One.
Wait.
Took a bite.
Let me get them. One, two, three.
Two.
One, two, three, four, five.
Good. Where's the caterpillar? Good. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat, what?
Caterpillar.
Yeah. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out and He was a beautiful
butterfly.
Yeah. Isn't that pretty? The end.
The end.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do you have a book that, thanks, that Billy likes a lot that you could read
I
together?
Got, I said, Bobby, like you would if I weren't here. But what do you say after that?
Okay, ready? Let's read it. The three bears. Once upon a time, there was a bear, a great big papa bear, a middle-sized mama bear, and a wee little baby bear. They lived in a little house in the forest. And they had three chairs, a great big chair for the papa bear, a middle-sized bear chair for the mama bear, and a wee little chair for the baby bear.
But the baby was a boy.
Upstairs there were three beds, a great big bed for papa bear, a middle-sized bed for mama bear, and a wee little bed for the baby bear. One morning, the mama bear made some porridge for breakfast. She filled a great big bowl for the papa bear, a middle-sized bowl for the mama bear, and a wee little bowl for the baby bear. See? Papas, mamas, and for the little babies.
This is another bowl.
Yeah. But the porridge was too hot to eat, so the three bears went out for a walk in the forest.
Somebody died.
That same morning, a little girl called Goldilocks was walking through the woods. She came to the three bears' house and she knocked on the door, but nobody called. Come in. So she opened the door and went in. Goldilocks saw the three chairs. She sat in a great big chair. It was too high. The middle-sized chair was too soft. The baby chair was just right, but it had broken when she sat on it. Now Goldilocks smelt the porridge. I'm hungry, she said. So she tasted the porridge. The porridge in the big bowl was too hot.
It was way too hot.
Yeah. The porridge in the middle-sized bowl was too cold. The porridge in the wee little bowl was just right, so she ate it all up. Then Goldilocks went upstairs and tried the beds.
The big bed and the little bed and the big mama's bed.
The great big bed was too high. The middle-sized bed was too soft. But the wee little bed was, oh, so nice. So Goldilocks laid down and went to sleep. Yeah, that's the big bed.
That's about a mama bed.
Then home through the forest and back to their house came the three bears. The great big bear, the middle-sized bear, and the wee little baby bear. The moment they stepped into the house, they saw that someone had been there. Hmm, said the papa bear in his great big voice. Someone has been sitting in my chair. Landsat, said the mama bear in her middle-sized voice. Someone has been sitting in my chair. Oh dear, cried the baby bear in his wee little voice. Someone has been sitting in my chair and has broken it all to bits. Then they all looked at the table. Said the papa bear in his great big voice. Someone has been tasting my porridge. And someone has been tasting my porridge, said Mama Bear. Someone has eaten my porridge all up, said the baby bear.
There's not a baby
bear. Yeah, that's a baby, that's the mama, that's the papa.
No, daddy.
Then upstairs went the three bears with a thump, 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 and a trot, 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 and a skip, skip, skip. That was a wee little tiny bear. Said the papa bear in his great big voice. Someone had been sleeping in my bed. And someone had been sleeping in my bed, said the mama bear. Oh dear, cried the baby bear in his wee little voice. And someone has been sleeping in my bed, and here she is right now.
Now you run out of the house.
Yeah.
Run out the house.
Goldilocks opened her eyes and she saw the three bears. Oh, said Goldilocks. She was so surprised that she jumped right out of the window and she ran all the way home. And she never saw the house in the forest again.
The end.
That's a good book. Got that story as well. Do you get to read that every night? One more thing. I know I sound like I'm putting this on. One thing that if you can do, and we can try it later if it doesn't work, but if you can get him to tell you about something that happened, some exciting event that happened recently. Like, usually if it's after a holiday, you try to get him to remember the holiday. But just something where you say, well, can you tell me what happened? He went to a birthday party or something like that. So can you try to get him to tell you something like that?
Billy, come here.
Let's see, what was, Easter was kind of a long time ago.
You might remember. Billy! What did you leave the Easter Bunny that night when he came? And what else?
Cookie.
Yeah, and then what did you do? Did you go to bed and wait to see if there was baskets in the morning?
Yeah, we went to bed and see if there was baskets. And you had the little basket and I had a big basket.
Basket of what?
Candy.
Yeah, and then what did you do?
And I ate it. Eat it.
And then where did we go to eat lunch? We went to Nanny's.
And eat lunch. And we bring that candy water. And on our basket.
Do you go swimming at school? Do you go swimming lessons?
Yep.
You like swimming?
Yeah. This is a new one.
You didn't go when you went under the water, you didn't cry.
That's great, thanks.
I'm gonna play with the toy.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're gonna do right now. I think my water spilled.
Put it on the table.
It wasn't much, but it's alright. Oh, wait for your mom.
Again, I'm gonna play with it.
Yeah, it's a good way you put it up. Sorry about
that's
that.
Right.
You can take them out. Go ahead and take them out of the bag.
So I'm going to get the soap.
Just for 10 or 15 minutes.
Let me read this code.
Do the big piece first. Yeah.
But this the big first
up top. Put the puzzles over here, because you're all over.
No, I don't need no more.
Put that one on.
There.
Here and then. Get another piece. Put it in. Good.
And then you can go this way. Yep. That'll go to you.
Where does this go?
Video.
All right. You can find that piece after. Keep working up, though. Try this one. Turn it around. Good. Where does this go?
Hey.
Find that after. Up here. Turn it around.
how it goes, though. Go ahead. Try the yellow piece, though. Huh? Try that piece. Mm-hmm. The other way. Try it this way. Try it like that. No?
No.
Try it here.
Ah, wait.
Is that cool, yeah? I don't know, Bill. Get that other piece. Try the blue one.
This
yep.
blue?
Mm-hmm.
Can't fit.
Let me see. Try this one.
Yeah?
There we go.
Yep.
Put it in, see if it fits in. Better fit it in, see if it goes in. No.
Let's put this in.
Bill.
It's not a test, don't worry.
We undend it.
I don't know whoever made this.
You don't have to finish it if you would rather move on to other toys.
You want to do other toys?
Yes. That was cold.
How many pieces do you have?
Little piece. I don't know piece.
Where is it? Right here.
I don't know piece.
I don't know. Right here. These are pieces you have.
Little piece. But that's a little piece. This is a little
duck. Looks right to me.
Huh?
Put the eye in.
No, what is
it? I don't know. What's that piece? Are you on any more?
Oh, it's...
Okay, good.
That's flat.
Yep, now do the eye. Good. Now these. go. Look at the puzzle. Where does that go? Try this piece, Bill.
No.
These three pieces, Bill.
Oh. I
don't know if it goes like that. Got too many big pieces. Put the big pieces in.
Hey.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now these two?
I think so.
Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. This way.
Dad, I did that.
No, over here. On this side. No.
See?
Don't fit. Try this side. Good. Okay, now the other white one.
The other white one?
Yep. Put it on this side. Turn it around.
The other one.
Like this. Good.
The other piece.
The other side, maybe? Huh? Try the other side. Good.
That's another one.
Okay.
Dad, let's do it again.
No. Have fun. Oh, side.
That was hard to do. Let's find it again. Get that other piece.
Catches on real quick. Okay. Go ahead, put it in. Go ahead. Put it in, I'll hold it. Good.
Wait, we got
Get this piece for us.
For this piece for
us. Okay. Right there, the red one. Do the red piece, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
You need the other piece in first.
This one?
Yeah. No, turn it around. Remember?
What?
Tell me, which one goes in next?
This. Blue. No, the white one will go for. White one will go for.
Okay. The other one in first, Billy.
Okay.
Turn around.
So then it goes in the middle.
Yeah, that's right. Good. That's it. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Right here. Turn it around. That's it. Good. Now try the other side. Good. Good. Good job, Bill. How many more things?
Do you want to play with the other 20 minutes? And then
sure.
I mean, it's up to you.
Some help. So he knows what he's going to have to take out. Okay.
I gotta call and check on my decisions.
Do you have to go or do you want to try to finish some of the other questions?
The other questions?
Get
rid of me. That's good. I can't believe you hung in there. I can't believe you hung in there for doing the puzzle a second time.
Yeah,
I don't know if I would have managed to do that. That's a hard puzzle.
Usually, after he does it once, he's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Those puzzles are really hassle though, because there's usually one of these big metal pieces that you can't really fit in.
I didn't even look at it before you dumped it out.
I know, you dumped it out. Really. Yeah. It's really a hassle if the thing is completely apart in the bag before I even get here.
Yeah.
And then you're digging through like all the toys to find all the pieces and stuff. Okay, let's just tear through these. What's the main source of your family's income?
Mine?
Yeah.
Welfare.
And do you have any other sources of income? Now, I have some ranges of incomes. Is your income under 10,000, between 10 and 15, between 15 and 20, between 20 and 25, or over 25?
I get $275 every 2 weeks.
Would it be difficult or easy for you to get $100 right away in an emergency? Would it be difficult or easy for you to get $100 in an emergency?
Difficult.
Here are some places that might be available for you to visit with Billy. Tell me if you've ever been to any of them. public playground or park?
Yes.
And how do you get there?
Walk or car.
And about how often?
Every weekend.
Children's Museum.
I haven't gone since last year. Science Museum. Where the kids go around all these areas. They have fun. It's free Friday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. So that was last year?
Yeah.
And how'd you get there?
My next door neighbor's car.
Hi, Joey.
Hi.
Mommy, how are
you? Other museum. Oh, that's the science museum. That's the children's science museum, right?
Yeah.
Any other museums?
No.
It's probably from school, I don't know.
Zoo?
Yes. Franklin Park
Zoo. Who's that?
They go blueberry pick.
I'm going to go to my phone.
No, I don't.
I got black
one. Okay.
So I got black.
Apple picking.
Anyway.
Apple picking twice this year.
From the school?
No.
And where are these farms?
Get my room from the then I don't
stop. Yeah.
Oh,
right. I don't know where to live. I'm there.
So they would have driven back. To the zoo, is that where they walked the distance, or do you drive?
Me and grandma and Annie could eat the don't got black and white.
And how often do you go to the zoo?
We have to go, and they're going next week with the father.
Don't go black and white.
Theater? Public shows? Anything like that? Public library? Movies?
No, they watch the tapes with VCR.
But not movie theater?
No.
Church or Sunday school?
They've gone to church a couple of times, sometimes.
Like
so I've taken
times,
both, you know.
I guess. Mm-hmm. A couple times in a year?
Yeah.
There you go. And do you drive or walk?
Walk.
Okay. Does Billy know how to use a pen, pencil, or crayon?
Mm-hmm.
Does he like to pretend to write?
Pretend to write, yes.
And what does he write?
A bike.
Stuff. Kind of, what does it look like?
I don't know. He tries to spell his name. Mommy and Daddy. But it doesn't come out to be nothing.
And any letters of the alphabet?
He says them all.
He says them? Does he write them?
No, he sings them. Sing your ABCs, Bill.
A, B, C, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, next time won't you think what it means?
What a smile. Yeah, well.
I got a bottle.
Turn it upside down.
Huh?
Turn it upside down.
This way?
Yeah, where'd the milk go?
Where's the milk?
So did you make any letters when he writes?
No.
So he can't really write anymore. Yeah. Can he recognize and name any letters of the alphabet if they're written?
No.
How high can he count?
20, I think. Billy, count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 14, 16, 9. 10, I think.
Does he ever pretend to read a book when he's playing alone?
Yeah.
Does he ever pretend to read to you or anyone else?
Yeah.
Who else would he read to?
To himself. Just read
to either you or himself. Yeah. Or, no, this is true.
Yeah.
Has he memorized the words to any books?
Yeah, that I've read, yes.
Like, which books are those? A lot of them?
Some of them.
Name one.
The vehicle. Me and my dad's book. It's a camping.
Can you read any labels or signs? Like on food or McDonald's or something like that?
Well, yeah, when he goes out, he knows.
So he can
yeah.
So McDonald's and any of the other ones that he can read? I guess you have to think of your own street.
Yeah. Bob Spa store.
Bob Spa?
Yeah. Maybe she's the same. Fruit stand up Center Street. He knows that sign.
Do you read books with him?
Yes.
And what kinds of books do you read? Like children's books?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. I have rhymed books in there, but I haven't read to them.
Which ones?
Rhymes.
Just like rhymes. Does he have a favorite book?
Yeah, he says the 3 Ds.
When do you read books?
Usually at night before going to bed.
And where do you get the books? From the library or the supermarket?
I get them on garage sale, too.
About how many children's books do you own? Like less than 10, between 10 and 25, and more than 25?
10 to 25.
Do you and he need anything else other than, like the funnies?
Do read a book.
Toy Kella?
Do read.
Children's magazines?
Okay.
Newspapers?
Without you.
Cereal packages?
Yes.
Anything else that you read?
Okay.
Does anyone else in the family read books?
Okay. And me and Father Blue. Don't.
He watches Sesame Street.
Brady Bunch.
How often do you watch Sesame Street?
Usually every morning.
Eight.
Do you ever watch Sesame Street with him?
Mm-hmm. And the tapes.
What do you think he learns from Sesame Street?
The signs. And, I don't know, the little game things they have. You know, they have little games.
Great job. Anything else you think he learns from that?
I don't.
Spanish.
I can't learn. But I don't speak piano.
Okay, just a few questions.
Playing piano.
Do you think they'll be ready to go to kindergarten in 2 years?
No, I need to go in kindergarten too. Hi, Jimmy, Mom. Cody, come on.
Why not? Why do you think you'll be ready to go to kindergarten?
I'm gonna call dear Cody you. Cody, then Cody, come over here. Cody, come over here. I'm gonna kill that one. I need him, Cody. Come over here. I'll hang up. Come over here.
Dumb.
Why are you come over here?
Well, I mean, it's uncomfortable for me to ask that, and they're questions that you're not used to having to answer. So they're like, what are we trying to do here? Okay, where do you think you'll go to kindergarten?
I have no idea yet.
Do you have any choices?
Come over, but you go here when I come over.
What kind of choices?
Choices. I'm in love with school. I get to pick what school it is. Yeah,
come over here. Come over here.
Oh, no. I have to check in.
Come over here. I'm going to go right over here inside.
I'm going to fight with you. Will you help him with his homework once he's in elementary school?
Yes.
Do you help, let's see, Sandra in school? Oh, she's four.
She's in daycare.
Yeah.
She'll be in first class.
Does she have homework?
You know what? Cootie? I'm gonna give him one of my big problems, my daddy.
How far do you think Billy will go in school?
12.
What this for?
Do you think, what do you think Billy will be when he grows up?
What's this for? What? Cootie, what's that?
I don't know.
This for?
Of course you don't know.
Cootie,
what do you think?
Cootie, what's this for?
I think he'll be stable. For some reason, I feel he's going to get into some kind of sport.
That's a good bet. Because he's real active.
Yeah,
likes playing
ball.
He
plays that ball.
Let's see. I already got your. Because we're gonna try to keep in touch. That was the last question.
Yeah.
Both. We're all tired.
Wait.
So you gave me your mother's phone number, which is 237-1516. And do you have, is there another phone number of a relative or a friend that might know where you were if you moved?
I won't move.
Okay. Well, just because it's over time.
My neighbor, Carol Randolph.
Do you have her phone number?
Yeah, 524-9660, I think. 524, no.
Okay.
Next door, so I yell across to
I know, I never knew my neighbor's phone. I don't think I'd know my, would know my neighbor's phone. I must have it written down somewhere. So last, when we talked on the phone originally, you said you might have to move, but that's not, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
No.
That's great.
Yeah.
That would have been a hassle.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get into Section 8 or something. I need a big apartment, because there's two kids, they're in bunk beds now.
Yeah, they're getting big. Well, thanks, I really appreciate it. Now, we have a couple of things to do so that you get paid. All you have to do is, I have to find a pen, and you have to sign this, and then your check will be mailed, and we'll check back and make sure it got there. So that should be nice when that comes in. If you could just put your social security. Do you have those days when you can't find a single pen? It's like mine all run out at once.
Sorry if it's black.
Oh, that's perfect. I mean,
any of my social security?
Social security number and your signature.
Why social security? For some reason, I hate giving people my social security.
Yeah, I know. It's a hassle. No. They just require it for getting paid. I mean, it's just a bureaucracy.
Well,
okay.
No good reason.
I have to give them mine to get paid. Now, did I talk to you before about the tape I need you to make? I brought a tape recorder and a tape, and you sit down and eat dinner together, or supper at night.
Yeah.
If you can do a tape, just like let it run through the meal. It doesn't have to be anything special. Nobody has to do anything special. It's, you know, you're getting the idea of what I'm doing. Like, I'm hanging out. You're just doing your thing. It's another one of those things. So when you're all here, having a normal...
I got to put my phone.